Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. With the election only 11 days away, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose has said Ohioans have already smashed previous records for early voting. Joining me to talk about those numbers, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So talk about this big turnout. How big is it?
Well, we've already, as of Wednesday, there were 1.2 million voters that already cast ballots in Ohio. And that's already a big, big increase over the total early voting period 4 years ago in 2016. Nearly one out of every three registered voters in Ohio has asked for or received a absentee ballot during this period.
Now, is that strictly an Ohio phenomenon, or are we seeing this kind of turnout nationally as well?
No, I think this is a national phenomenon. I mean, you see election officials are saying that across the United States, the early turnout has already passed 75% of the total in 2016. In Ohio, Ohio alone has had like 2.8 million requests for absentee ballots, which is twice as many as there were at the same time 4 years ago.
Now, is there any way to determine which party is really taking advantage of this early voting the most?
Yes. Well, in Ohio, the only way you tell is who's asking for the ballots. Are they people who voted in Democratic primaries or Republican primaries? Or are they people who just are independents who take issue ballots? But clearly, the Democrats in Ohio are much more likely to do absentee ballots or cast their ballots early at the boards of elections than the Republicans. There was a poll recently, Quinnipiac, of likely voters in Ohio, and it showed that 64% of Republicans in Ohio say they're going to wait until Election Day and go to their polling places. And only 23% of Democrats said that they'd do that.
Now, there was some concern early on about whether the U.S. Postal Service could handle this large volume of absentee ballots. How is it going in terms of getting the ballots to the election boards?
Well, apparently they're doing a pretty good job. In Hamilton County, the election officials are saying that the vast majority of absentee ballots that they've received so far have come in the U.S. mail, rather than being left in the Board of Elections single drop box outside the board offices in Norwood. And, you know, this is despite the fact that during the peak hours of most days, there are long lines of cars outside the board offices with voters trying to drop off their ballots.
Now, is that one drop box per county enough?
I don't know. Democrats say no. Multiple drop boxes take pressure off the Postal Service and ease that traffic situation and make it easier for people to return their ballots. Many cities all over the country have even dozens of them scattered around within their borders. But the Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, has appealed to court decisions telling that you can give Board of Elections permission to have multiple drop boxes.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.